Welcome to your Spiritual Besties podcast. I'm Lauren Ledoux.
And I'm Rashida McCoy. We're here to laugh, cry, learn, and connect with you.
We discuss anything and everything from our everyday lives to the magical, mystical, and woo-woo.
So take a deep breath, grab a cup of tea,
and set an intention to receive, because you deserve it, bestie. Hello, Rashida.
Hey, Lauren. How are you today?
I'm good. We are jumping right into summer right now, so I'm really excited about that. And
yes,
at the time this is airing, it is almost June, and yeah,
the summer solstice will be around the 23rd, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I don't really understand why it jumps days some years. I'm sure it has something to do with, like, I don't know, the Earth's tilt or something like that, or how long it takes to get around the sun. But yeah, we've got that. And yeah, for us, it's just like one of the very best times of the year. Like, it's beautiful where we live. It's finally warm enough to swim. We can just go out back and swim, which is really great in the lake. And it's really fun. I feel like, yeah, we're building a lot of good memories and really just try to spend as much time outside as possible. Although we've been doing that May too, but we've gotten a lot of rain and it's been kind of back and forth. So
It's been the same here. We've been having, speaking of today, we've been rained out again, but here in Virginia, it's like 83 degrees one day, sometimes 90, then we're back to like 62. Like, the variation of like just temperature is wild. Like, all in the same week. Like, one day it'll be like 85 and the next it's like 60. Like, it's just crazy. So the spring has been really interesting, but I'm with you. I love this time. I'm that person that will like sit out in the sun and sweat, and I love it. Like, that is just like me. Now, don't ask me to like do a lot of like hiking in the heat, but I'm that like beach layout in the grass, like just taking in all the vitamin D. So I am here for it.
Yeah. Well, we have really different skin tones, and
Lauren, you're like, if I lay out, I won't be getting up.
I have been like making sure that I'm well equipped for the summer. We're going to the beach in June too, so I'm kind of like getting ready for that. And I used to like really try to just load up on the sunscreen and look cute and all of that. And now I'm like, yeah, I'm going to load up on the sunscreen, but I bought like a UPF dress that's like long sleeve with a hood. I have like a giant ugly hat, and I'm just really leaning into like sun protection over
looking good
this year. Because I just want to have, I want to be able to have fun outside, and I don't want to be like constantly worried about sunburns, even though I'm always putting lots of sunscreen on. I'm like super obsessive about it. I have sunscreen like in my bags, like everywhere. I have a spray that goes on my face like after a couple hours because it can go on top of makeup, and It's a whole thing. I was also telling you before on here, like, I'm super sensitive to the heat in general. So I like love summer, but I need to be by water, and I need to be like figuring out how I can get some shade in my life. So,
yeah, you need to be able to regulate.
I don't mind like some hiking if it's good shade and there's a little bit of a breeze. But most of my working out will be indoors. And I'll mention before we do our June reading that as we head into the season of summer, we're heading into Pitta season. So in Ayurveda, Pitta is the constitution that correlates with fire. And it makes sense, right? Like, it gets hot in the summer in the Northern Hemisphere, and we get lots of sun. And we don't want to do things that like enhance the Pitta. So we want to do things like, and And I know some people like to get out for a sweat and stuff. That's fine. It's just, that's not how we're spending the whole day, right? You need, like, if you're out in the sun, you need to be hydrating with water. You need to be swimming in water. You need to, like, take breaks and cool off. So we're looking for ways to cool our body for optimal health in the summer.
And that's also like the foods that we're eating too, right?
Yes.
When you think about it in Ayurvedic terms.
Mm-hmm. So cooling foods, think of like fruits and veggies with really high water content. You know, the things that grow in the summer, mm-hmm. like watermelon is the perfect food, I think, to balance out Pitta.
Macy just like ate a whole watermelon by herself.
They're so good.
She's like, Mommy, this is my favorite.
I think of like melons, of cucumber, of lettuce, like anything, mm-hmm. anything really watery. Yeah. So and that, staying hydrated.
I do a lot of like infused waters too this summer. Mm-hmm. Like mint and lime is like mm-hmm. my ultimate refreshing go-to. Like I'll create a huge bottle of it. And it just, I don't know. There's something about it. I immediately feel refreshed after drinking it.
It's so good. Yeah, so just a reminder for everyone to stay cool out there, whatever that means for you. But you can do that in different ways, internally and externally. It also means for like movement practices that we're moving less into things like cardio and more into, I don't know, maybe like hatha yoga or more gentle flowy vinyasa yoga. Walking is really good. Weights I love all year round, but we're not looking to like constantly be moving our bodies as quickly as possible. We're looking mm-hmm. for ways to maybe chill. Also, if you're into yoga, like yin yoga and restorative are so great for summer as well. So just a few little Ayurveda tips, but it's it's my favorite season. I think summer and fall are my favorite seasons here. But it's so much fun.
Yeah, fall is definitely my fave, but summer, I just have so much fun in.
Yeah, it's the most social time, like where we live, and I just love it. But today we're going to pull cards to look at June, and if you're listening, you can think about a specific situation that you're wondering about in June, or just take it in as general information or advice for you. And you can choose number one or number two or both if that's what's speaking to your intuition. And I'll ask you, Rashida, do you want to be number one or number two?
When you said two, like two popped in my head. One
that's
didn't,
you.
So I'll be two. Yeah.
Okay. Then I'll be one. And I am using the Sacred Self-Care Oracle by Jill Pyle. So these are ways to take care of yourself this summer, this June. I'm shuffling the cards and I'll find the one that stands out the most. Okay. And I pulled number four, which says be still. And it's a woman with flowing hair. She's laying in Shavasana. Her body looks like a rainbow. It looks like me relaxing in my truest form, actually.
Yeah.
So I'm going to find the reading for that. So it comes with a mantra and it's in stillness, I find my center and hear the messages meant for me. In stillness, I find my center and hear the messages meant for me. Stillness is an anchor that returns us to ourselves and our true path. It is not a distancing of ourselves from our daily activities, but a deepening of our relationship to them. Schedule a time to rest in stillness. Create a cozy environment for this practice. If necessary, be sure to communicate with the people around you so they understand your need to be free from interruptions. Notice how much time in stillness feels nourishing for you. Even 5 minutes can have a significant impact on your mental state. Reflect on how this stillness makes you feel. Journal about your thoughts and emotions before and after the experience so that you can see how it helps shift your mindset. Consider how more stillness on a regular, ideally daily basis could be supportive of your overall self-care practice. And there's a journal prompt that says, take 2 minutes to sit still. What thoughts and feelings arise? So I feel like this was for me. I was telling Rashida before this that in the summer, if I do too much activity outside, you know, not in water. When it's hot, I start getting panic attacks. Again, I'm sensitive to the heat. So this is a good reminder to take some time in stillness this summer. And then more on like an energetic or emotional level, Rashida had said about me that I'm in this womb space right now where I kind of feel, I feel a little bit frozen. I don't feel very clear on the future in some ways. In some ways I do, in some ways I don't. But I do feel like in this in-betweeny type of space. And I think that this is telling me to just be there, you know? And I'm talking about myself because I'm hoping, besties, that if you pick this one, that you might relate to where I am right now and see how this fits into your own life too. I also have this tendency to like keep really busy, and I know that the stillness can be really replenishing, and I don't always give it to myself. In last month's yoga teacher training, this observer meditation, and for the observer meditation, you sit and observe your thoughts and sensations and all of that. And it can be really uncomfortable for some, but it felt so good for me. Because it was like the first time I really got to just be alone with myself for like the weeks, dealing with Gemma being sick and me being sick and all the, you know, just really not being able to pause. And that felt so replenishing. So that's a good reminder for me to find those moments, even if I have to kind of carve them into my day for stillness. What about you?
Yeah, when you said that card, I was just, I had this like warm feeling because I've been thinking about this a lot. Like, when are we actually still? When do we take these pauses unless otherwise directed, either when we're in a yoga class or, you know, we start a meditation or whatever the case may be? When are we truly still? And in stillness, you know, there's something about that. A lot of times when we think about meditation and being still and just sitting in one place, you know, a lot of that's like very masculine spirituality when you think about it. But as a mom, do you remember when you're just sitting there and you're connecting with your baby and you became really still and you could feel like the little flutters and the little kicks, right? You had to take a little bit of time to just feel into that. And I think that's how we can view our lives. And that's why I feel like this card is super powerful. Having that stillness to be able to tune into our lives, to see where we are, to know who we are, to know if we're on track is amazing. And it's something we don't often do. Like, I know some of us probably don't have the best habits. As soon as we get up, we're maybe grabbing our phone and we're on to the next thing where I got to do this, I got to do that. You know, even in the car, are we truly still? Or are we thinking about all these other things? You know, we're not taking time for integration. And I feel like stillness can really be that moment where we integrate the lessons that we learned either the day before or that we're picking up on throughout our day. And just can really like create that space for us to lean into who we are and make the shifts necessary if needed.
I love that. I also want to challenge a little bit the notion that like stillness is masculine and movement is feminine, because I feel like part of the feminine is this energy of receiving, and it's really hard to receive if we're constantly in motion. So I'd say this is probably also an invitation to slow down so that we can receive. And sometimes receiving doesn't just mean like you're waiting to physically receive something. It's like awakening to what is already around us. And it's hard to do that when we're constantly in motion. At least for me.
No, I agree. I agree with that. I think looking at it as, like you said you wanted to challenge that, and I agree with that wholeheartedly. I guess the thought of what stillness is and how we are opening ourselves up to the receiving is kind of like the challenging part, right? Because when I think of stillness, I think of someone sitting there cross-legged, meditating, just being still and try not to like hear their thoughts, but it's different too. The feminine is about the receiving, and that doesn't mean you're shucking everything or that, you know, you're just, when I think of receiving, I'm like, I'm laying down, like mm-hmm. your card, right? Arms yeah. open, receiving all of the things. So yeah, I agree with that, Lauren.
I also think of like taking a shower or taking a slow walk alone in nature without anything in your ears and really just being present.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, what's number two?
Yeah. So number two. Okay. So for number two, I am using the Moon Deck by Arana Leah. I've got this a little while ago, really, really beautiful card deck, and I've already shuffled, and the card we have looks like a pregnant goddess, flowers all around. I don't know what these flowers are, but she has the moon is at her belly, and it says, I live each moment with a presence of gratitude. So it's definitely a gratitude. And when I think about June, the energies of June, what it's having for us, we are at this stage being surrounded by abundance. There are so many things that are in our view that we can see clearly. And what I mean by that is like all the flowers are in bloom. We're doing different activities. We're just surrounded so much, and we have so much to be grateful for, that if we don't have a gratitude practice, like you really start to pick that up this month, like this, let this be the month of gratitude. But I'm going to read from the guidebook and then come back to my thoughts. So the greatest prayer is thank you. Gratitude puts things into perspective and connects us to the present where we're engaged in a meaningful life. So you can infuse gratitude into everything you create and touch. Gratitude is an experience and an ongoing practice. Cultivate it daily with intention and teach yourself to be truly conscious of the treasures in your life. Share gratitude with as many people as possible and allow this to become a fundamental part of your lifestyle. The abundant material of daily life is your greatest guide, reminding you to allow the healing and process roots of gratitude to run deep in all that you birth. Return to thank you until it becomes an integrated glowing part of your presence. Yeah, I love this so much. I love this card a lot. And just even the simple two words of thank you. I recently have adopted to having a wine glass on my altar. And for my morning, which I get, sometimes I get 5 minutes, sometimes I get 20 minutes. It just really depends. But part of my morning ritual is to fill that wine glass up with water and literally talk to the water and say, thank you. And then some days it's just a simple thank you. Other days it's thank you for giving me life. Thank you for flowing through my body. Thank you for allowing me to be in this physical form. You know, it just kind of creates, and I find ways throughout my day to really truly connect with water and have so much gratitude around it, because it is like life, you know, water is life. But this really is a call for us to take that time to really see things for as they are, and to see how abundant and how rich our lives are. And even maybe monetarily, if we're not feeling that way, find that gratitude and other things. And maybe now is the time to, like, if you do have a gratitude practice, go deeper into that. What are things that you're not really looking at? How can you have a greater form of connection in your gratitude practice and to be present at the same time? So yeah, I love this card for June. What do you think, Lauren?
Yeah, I love it too. I think there are so many reminders of abundance and what to, you know, things to be grateful for, whether it be like activities or nature or, you know, the people around you maybe having fun. So yeah, I think it's a good reminder to just like wake up to what's around you and to be in the state of appreciation Yeah, I love your morning gratitude practice. Mine is a nighttime gratitude practice. Usually every night, like as I'm falling asleep, I go through, you know, everything I'm grateful for. And I guess it's a sort of prayer ritual, but it does help me. Yeah, it helps me just center on that and to like find appreciation for even being alive, you know, for just like being. Because, you know, it's easy for people to kind of sleepwalk through life sometimes. And yeah, I heard this phrase before that I really love, which is finding the present in the present, like finding the gift in the present. Mm. And I think most of the time we can look around and find whatever the present in the present is. And it can be really simple things. It doesn't have to be anything grand. And there's so much magic in the simplicity, in the mundane.
Absolutely. And it goes back to what you were talking about with, you know, really finding that spirituality in the everyday.
Yeah.
And if we have that practice of just finding the, I love that, present in the present, we can truly see all the magic and all the gifts that are just like here every day, every moment at our disposal.
Yeah. I know. I'll just add to help myself with that this month. I'm starting like another little microdosing protocol. So if that's something that speaks to you, we have our episode with Leslie that came out in May. And she has a really cool mini course on how to do it. And for me, like it can, if I'm doing it right, it can really like awaken me to that feeling of like pleasure and abundance that is around me. And it's nice having little catalysts here and there to like help align and recenter me to that state, because I feel like that's where I'm at my best, you know, when I'm grateful.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad you took that course, because yeah. I did too, and it's great.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah. I need to repeat that to myself, that I'm at my best when I'm grateful.
That's an amazing affirmation.
Mm. It's so true. You know, I'm not at my best when I'm taking the people or the things or nature, whatever it might be, myself for granted. So,
yeah. And it has you take that pause to really think about it, you know, yeah. That stillness.
Mm-hmm. And there we go. Full circle.
There we go. Oh, this is amazing, friend. I love these polls for the month of June. Besties, when we air this episode, which will be in a few weeks, well, for you now, it's always like weird for me. Go ahead on our post and share like what you're grateful for. I would love to know. I'll put mine out there for you. And we'd love to connect on gratitude and how are you best in receiving? So,
yeah. Oh, can I share what something I have coming up this month?
Of course.
Yeah. So this month I have the start of the Inner Goddess Book Club. It starts June 9th, which is a Sunday. And there we meet monthly for 3 months. So June, July, and August, usually the first Sunday of the month. And we'll be going through my book, Embody Your Inner Goddess. But beyond that, really like connecting deeply as a community. And in our live sessions, I'll be offering like an embodiment/yoga practice followed by some really great circle discussion. And you do not have to be local to Kansas City to join. You can join online or in person. And I have this really cool tech that I use for my yoga teacher training program to help like bring everyone into the same room, essentially, when we're doing live discussion. So if you are interested in joining, you can sign up at trueloveyogakc.com. Or you can find me on Instagram and go to my link in bio and you can sign up through there. But if you're looking for like a strong container to keep you in the space of self-love and like awake to your life this summer, it's going to be a really cool offering. So I'm excited to work with y'all on that. Is there anything you want to share?
No, I was just thinking of how amazing that is, especially for the summertime when our lives can get so busy. Having a container like that can really help keep you grounded and feeling your best self, honestly. And you have so much wisdom to share, and your book's amazing. So I'm really excited.
Thank you, love.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the time commitment is fairly minimal. It's like 2 hours every month, but then, you know, daily check-ins with the book, and you can interact with the online community as much as you want. But yeah, I find personally for me, when I have this feeling of kind of floating, or I'm not quite sure, it can be really helpful to find like a nice strong container to follow, like a protocol, so to speak. Nothing that's like telling me exactly how to live my life or set myself or do or anything like that, but just like re these reminders to be aligned, to be in gratitude, to love. And I can definitely like guarantee that this offers that. So come join. All right.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you,
Yeah,
friend.
thank
Well,
you.
besties, thank you for checking in. We hope this June Oracle reading lands for you. And like I said, share your gratitude or what you got out of the reading. Love you
Yeah.
so much.
Love you. Thanks, besties.
Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible episode. If you loved it, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and tell all your besties about us.
You can also connect with us on Instagram at Your Spiritual Besties Podcast. And be sure to say hello and share your thoughts about the episode. Love you, bestie. Talk soon.